بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب استحباب زيارة القبور للرجال وما يقوله الزائر. The chapter on the preferability, advisability of men visiting graves and what a visitor should recite. Yes, we see two things. One is the first part is the preferability of men visiting graves. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this deliberately, and not just people. Why? Because ulama of the opinion that, as we'll go through the hadith, we'll explain that it is not appropriate for females to visit graves for many reasons. One of the reasons is that it is very difficult for them to bring closure to somebody's death. So they're going there, they're crying, they're mourning, etc. The other is because of the fitna that is prevalent, because of the different fitnas that is prevalent. Can you imagine men and women, etc., gathering at the Qabrustan? So therefore, ulama have mentioned that it's not permissible for females to visit the Qabrustan. So there is hikmat in it. It's not something for them to get upset, to be disappointed. But there's great wisdom in there. Allah Ta'ala looking in their favor, what is good for them, what is in their interest, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is making it such that women are not allowed to visit the graves, but it is preferable for men to visit the graves. So this is the first part. And the sad part also is that men also, we hardly visit the graves. If it is Eid day, you'll find people will go on the day before Eid, etc. But after that, it is forgotten. If somebody we know, janazah, if we're lucky, we'll go for the janazah salah, and even further to that, then we go to the Qabrustan. Whereas this is something that we should be doing regularly. Visiting the Qabrustan is something that is preferable, advisable. There are many favors that are given. There are many du'as to be read at the time of visiting the Qabrustan. And also there are many, many rewards, both emotionally and rewards from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala rewards a person as far as sawab is concerned for visiting the qabr. So that is the first part, the advisability of men visiting the graves. And the second part of this chapter is what a person visiting the qabrustan, what he should recite. We'll see from the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the du'as at the time of visiting the qabrustan also are such beautiful du'as. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. All the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a miracle. If you look at the meanings of the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ponder over it, really it is a miracle. It's not just some du'a, just some random du'a. Every du'a of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got a very, very beautiful meaning. So today's hadith, an Buraira radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kuntu nahaytukum an ziyaratil quburi fazuruha. رواه مسلم. وفي رواية فمن أراد أن يزور القبور فليزور فإنها تذكرنا الآخرة. حضرت بريدة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that I used to prohibit you from visiting the graves, but now visit them. Another narration has it, so the one that wishes to visit the graves should do so because it reminds us of the year after. Initially, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would prevent Sahaba from visiting the qabrs, from going to the qabrustan. And the reason for that was people were new in Islam. And because of the closeness of the era of Jahiliyyah at that time, people were just accepting Islam. And it was a very close period to the time of Jahiliyyah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feared that these people would revere the people of the qabr. They would get involved into idol worship. They just left idol worship and now they came into Islam. If they're now going to go back to the qabr, it may be such that they're going to start going back to idol worship, venerating the tombs, in other words, respecting, showing excessive respect and to the tombs, those people that have passed away, especially the leaders, etc., and excessive lamentation, crying, etc., over the deceased. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam initially forbidden people from going to the qabrs. Buried the person, come there, there is no such thing as going in, visiting. Thereafter, when Islam now took on, and Islam was something that was established, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then after allowed people to go to the qabrustan and to make dua, and not only allowed, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam encouraged people to go to the qabrustan. As we go on, we'll do the different duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just to mention two things from amongst this is, one is a person that visits, he makes it a regular practice to visit the qabrustan. Allah Ta'ala blesses him. It comes in the sharah, in the commentary of this chapter, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with three favors, that he makes it a habit to visit the qabrustan. So the first favor Allah Ta'ala gives this person, Allah Ta'ala will give him the tawfiq of making tawbah. The second benefit that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will give this person is whatever Allah Ta'ala has blessed him in terms of material benefits, Allah Ta'ala will give him the tawfiq of becoming content with what he has got. So he gets contentment with whatever he has. He doesn't have this desire of continuously chasing and chasing and chasing. So he gets contentment as far as his things that Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with is concerned. The third benefit that Allah Ta'ala gives this person because he goes and he visits the Qabrustan is Allah Ta'ala will give him itminan in his ibadat. A person will be get satisfaction in his ibadat. He won't be looking for satisfaction in other things. In his ibadat now he'll start getting satisfaction and he'll be blessed with lil jam'i. What this means is emotionally a person will get strength. Allah will give him emotional strength because of him visiting the Qabrustan. So the first is that the person will get the tawfiq of tawbah. The second is he'll get contentment as far as the things that were given to him. And the third benefit is this person will get itminan in his ibadat. Together with that he'll have emotional strength. So these are the benefits of visiting the Qabrustan. Therefore we should try and make it a habit. Not only the people that we are going to visit, the people of the Qabrustan, they get happy that people are coming to read for them, see them. But at the same time, it is benefit for us. And as this hadith says, that it's a reminder of death. It will remind us also of death. There's another dua that comes under this section. The person that reads this dua 25 times a day, and he happens to pass away at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward of a shaheed. So simple. Person reads this dua, Allahumma barik li fil maut. وَفِيمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ Allah grant me barakat at the time of death and grant me barakat, blessings at every stage after death. In every stage that comes after death, Allah grant me blessings and barakat. So simple dua, Allahumma barik li fil maut وَفِيمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ 25 times he reads it daily. It is mentioned in the shuruhat of this chapter. Actually the chapter that we did before this, reminding oneself of death and curtailing long hopes. The person that reads this dua 25 times, Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut, if he happens to die in that day, then he gets the reward of a shaheed. He is reckoned amongst the shuhada. Such a simple thing. We should read it, and we should read it also with the meaning, so that it reminds us of death. May Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of bringing this in our life. And find in the Western world, in the Western culture, speaking about death is something that is taboo. Don't speak about it. Why must you speak about death? Speak about other things. But for a believer, there's something that's so real. It's a reality of life. In fact, one of the biggest mistakes and one of the biggest mishaps that we have is we don't like to think about death. We don't like to think about the life after death. So because of that, we go off in this world. So therefore, Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of keeping this in mind all the time. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.